So when you think about remote work, the first thing that comes to mind is, well, communication, right? It's everything. You're sending emails, texts, messages, and it all needs to land exactly the way you mean.
Exactly. And this is where Stoicism really shines. The ancient Stoics, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, they put such emphasis on clarity and brevity. You get straight to the point. No frills, no fluff. Just get the core idea out there.
Totally. I mean, they were all about keeping it simple, but also, this is the tricky part, making sure it was meaningful. That's the sweet spot for remote workers, because honestly, you don't have the luxury of tone or body language to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and when those gaps happen, misunderstandings creep in. Suddenly, a comment that's totally neutral reads as, I don't know, passive-aggressive. We've all been there. But here's where writing clearly and effectively changes the game.
Wait, hold up. That thing where you reread a message like 10 times and you're like, do they hate me or am I just overthinking this?
Oh, exactly. It's like the mental gymnastics of Slack chats.
Right? And that's why expressing intent becomes so critical. Like a small change can completely shift the tone. Instead of saying, can you get this to me by end of day? Maybe you say, hey, would it work for you to send this by EOD? Thanks.
Yep. Adding a little warmth, even in writing, makes a huge difference. I think one technique I've seen work well is reading written messages out loud before sending them. If it sounds cold or rigid, tweak it. Make it, you know, human.
Oh, I love that. And another trick? Adding context up top. Like, if you're asking for something on a tight turnaround, explain why. Something like, I want to respect your time, but we're bumping up against a deadline, so any chance you could prioritize this?
That's solid. It mirrors what Epictetus talked about, aligning your intent with your message. People can't read your mind, but they can feel the intention behind your words if you're deliberate enough.
Mm-hmm. And here's a quick story that ties it all together. So, a friend of mine, totally remote, works across like 5 time zones. They had this project go sideways because their email sounded honestly frustrated. It wasn't the content, it was the tone, or lack of tone.
Oof, I can see that causing some real issues. What turned it around?
They started using emojis, not like a ton of them, but just enough to soften the delivery. A little smiley here, a thumbs up there. It completely changed the way people responded. Suddenly, everyone was more collaborative, less defensive.
Seriously, those small tweaks go such a long way. Like, it's not about being overly casual, but showing that there's a real person behind the words. I think most Stoic advice applies here. It's about bridging understanding through precision and, honestly, a little empathy.
Exactly. It's like Marcus Aurelius said, straight, not straightened. Write directly, but also with some grace.
And with remote work, that balance isn't optional. It's the key to actually getting things done smoothly.
And now you know. Clear, intentional communication, it's pretty much the gold standard for remote work success. So we've talked about communication being the foundation of remote work, but once you've got that down, workflows are really the next piece of the puzzle. And this is where Stoicism, like the real practical side of it, can make such a difference.
Exactly. Remote work thrives on intentionality. I mean, your workflow needs to reflect not just what you're doing, but why you're doing it. And that's a Stoic cornerstone, clarifying purpose before action. It keeps things moving smoothly and keeps everyone accountable.
Right? It's that idea of showing up with deliberate focus, like Seneca talks about. You set your priorities, you know what's within your control, and then you just execute. Nothing extra, nothing wasted.
Yeah, and that's where tools come in. Kanban boards, for example. They're not just productivity hacks. They're literally Stoic in how they structure work. Each task is visualized, tracked by priority, and you're always focused on what's actionable now, without getting overwhelmed by the noise.
I love that. Kanban boards are like a what would Marcus Aurelius do kind of thing. They're all about clarity and discipline. But you know, I think it's also about team workflows, reflecting shared values, like ensuring every task has meaning beyond just checking boxes.
Yeah, and that shared values thing is crucial. There was this remote team I worked with once. They completely turned things around by filtering their projects through their core values. Like, what actually mattered to them as a group? They ditched the stuff that wasn't aligned, and suddenly everyone was more invested, more focused.
Oh, that's such a stoic move, cutting out the unnecessary so the essential can shine. It's like, why waste your energy on things you can't or shouldn't control?
Exactly. And they got super intentional about delegation, too. Instead of asking, you know, who's available, it became, who's best equipped for this specific task? That shift alone created more accountability across the team.
Mm-hmm. And I think that approach ties into a deeper level of trust. When you align tasks with strengths and values, suddenly the work stops feeling fragmented. It feels, I don't know, purposeful.
Purposeful work leads to purposeful results. And when you're grounded in what you can realistically control, the outcomes start falling into place naturally.
Absolutely. Speaking of purpose and structure, one thing I've noticed about remote work and hybrid setups is this constant push and pull between freedom and order. How do we stay adaptable while still holding on to that sense of deliberate focus we just talked about?
Right. And that's where the Stoic principle of flexibility comes in. A good hybrid team doesn't just survive by having rules. It thrives by bending them. Within reason, of course.
Exactly. And one way to strike that balance is with boundaries. I mean, the kind you set for yourself. Like, instead of answering emails at all hours, you carve out dedicated time. And you stick to it.
Yeah, it's about clarity in your own schedule, but also in communicating those boundaries. If a team knows when you're fully available and when you're offline, it's easier for everyone to collaborate. No guessing, no stress.
Totally. And here's the thing. Once you set those boundaries, you've got to revisit them, like almost workshop style. What's working? What's not? That kind of routine assessment helps you tweak as you go.
Oh, 100%. I actually ran a workshop once with a remote team, and they had this huge epiphany. They thought their structure was solid, but when people gave feedback, it turned out some guidelines were, way too rigid.
Oof, yeah. That'll kill momentum real fast.
Exactly. So they made small intentional changes, things like relaxing deadlines where they could, or adding check-ins that weren't just about tasks, but about the team. And suddenly, their dynamics just clicked. It was like night and day.
That's such a good example of Stoic flexibility in action. Because the goal isn't chaos or control, it's flow. And to get flow, you need order, but you also need room to adapt.
Right. It's like what Marcus Aurelius said about observing but not forcing, allowing things to fall into place naturally. For hybrid teams, that means designing workflows with some wiggle room built in.
And honoring each person's style, too. Not everyone works the same way or at the same pace, especially when they're remote. So planning processes that are both structured and flexible, it's kind of magic.
Magic, but also very stoic. The balance isn't in choosing one extreme over the other. It's creating harmony between them. That's where the real benefit lies.
And that's what keeps teams thriving, right? When you balance freedom and order, suddenly it's not just work. It's meaningful, collaborative, and dare I say, kind of fun.
Couldn't agree more. And honestly, I think that's the ultimate takeaway. These Stoic principles, they're not just philosophy, they're practical solutions for a modern hybrid world.
They really are. So on that note, that's all for today. Thanks for diving into this with us. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, and as always, take care and stay intentional.